Welcome to the Gospel Light Minute X. This is Daniela White, and we are glad that you have tuned in. Today, Daniel White III is going to share with you from a fresh and unique perspective how you can get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates can't save the world. Meet the person who can. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III. President of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. During this year's TED Talk conference in Vancouver, Elon Musk, the billionaire investor, inventor, and engineer, was interviewed about his ventures, building electric cars, rockets, super-fast mass transit systems, and making space tourism a reality. He told the audience, there have to be reasons you get up in the morning and want to live. If the future doesn't include being out there in the stars, being a multi-planet species, that is incredibly depressing. He added, I am not trying to be anyone's savior. I am not trying to be anyone's savior. I'm just trying to think about the future and not be sad. Since the beginning of time, when things got tough, mankind has looked for a savior, someone to deliver us from the problems we face. Despite the rise of humanism, which teaches that man is the be-all and end-all of the world, the desire for a savior is still just as strong today. The popularity of superhero movies, the near worship of politicians, and the hopes we place in technology to solve the problems of the future, all testify to the common feeling that we are not all right on our own. We would like for someone or something to save us from the problems and the dangers of the world. Now, many have put their trust in billionaire titans like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates, banking on them to solve nearly every problem from global warming and drug-resistant bacteria to aging and even death. But Elon Musk has the right idea. Deep down, he's like the rest of us, trying to think about the future and not be sad. Though often when we think about the future, we can't help but feel a little sad. he might be able to solve some of the world's problems, but ultimately he can't be anyone's savior. Like all of us, he needs a savior, someone who may not necessarily solve all of the world's problems today, but someone who can save each of us individually from our biggest problem, which is sin, the certainty of death because of sin, and the uncertainty of what comes after that. Jesus Christ, the man of whom I speak, makes no qualms about who he is and what he came to do. In John 3:17 in the Bible, he said, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Apostle Paul wrote, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. The problems that exist in the world are a result of our sin. The sadness and depression we often feel about the future is because we know that we will continue to face the results of our bad behavior. On top of that, the specters of disease, aging, and death hang over us no matter what we do to ward them off. They are problems that can't be solved without Jesus. Elon Musk can't help us with that. Allow me to share, beloved, with you how you can get to know this hero of heroes, this titan of titans, this king of kings, this lord of lords, the Son of God. His name is Jesus Christ, who can solve our biggest problems. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, but here's the good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. For Romans 10:9 and 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend of mine, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, it is very simple to do, for the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Bible also says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Please pray with me right now this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, and God will save your soul. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins, my faults, and my failures. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I choose to follow Him as Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Gospel Light Minute X broadcast. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit www.gospellightsociety.com for more information. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to gls@gospellightsociety.com. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on BCNNRadio7.com, Buzzsprout.com, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Live365. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover God's amazing grace and love. Now here's a song that will encourage you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. God bless.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but my fears really. Oh.